You're an incredible therapist. You're passionate about what you do, but there's only so many clients you can see each week without burning out. You want to help more people, expand your reach, and grow your private practice whilst maintaining your creative expression. If you haven't considered starting a podcast to help you achieve all of the above, this episode is for you. I'm sharing why a podcast is a valuable tool for your private practice, 3 ways you can leverage your podcast to increase your income, and the steps you can take to get your podcast out into the world. You ready? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Podcast to Amplify show, the podcast for women leaders who are ready to spend less time feeding the algorithm and more focused time leveraging podcasting as a strategic tool to accelerate their business growth. I'm your host, Rosemary Callender, podcast launch strategist, mom of one, and Netflix chocoholic. You're in the right place if you want to learn everything you need to know about creating a strategic and intentional podcast that attracts high-quality leads and visibility opportunities for your business. Now, are you ready to amplify your voice, impact, and revenue? Then let's head into this week's episode. Before we get into today's episode, I want to remind you that the waitlist for the Profitable Podcasting Program is now open, but you've only got a few days left as doors open to the waitlisters on Monday, the 8th of April. So if you are a coach, a service provider, a private practice therapist, thinking about launching her podcast as an extension, as a marketing tool for her business in Q2, this program is for you. I am taking everything that I have learned as a podcast launch strategist in the last 3 years, and I've poured it all into this program. I'm sharing with you the exact framework that my VIP clients use and are able to achieve amazing results. You would have heard more about, you know, Bella's story in the last episode. She used the exact framework. So if you are ready to stop showing up on Instagram, Facebook, wherever it is that you hang out on social media, just trying to get in front of your ideal client, you know, trying to get in front of someone who might want to collaborate with you, if you're ready to ditch the social media hustle, this program is for you. Head to the link in my bio to sign up. When you sign up to the waitlist, you will be eligible for an exclusive one-to-one bonus with me. This bonus will not be available once doors open to the public 1 week later on the 15th of April. So if you want one-on-one time with me, which is not standard in this program, this is a group program. So if you want that one-on-one time with me, make sure that you're on the waitlist. Even if you're not sure if you're going to join the program, just be on the waitlist, because if you do decide to, at least you know you'll nab that one-to-one 60-minute content planning session with me. Okay, so let's head into today's episode. I look forward to seeing your name on the waitlist. Now, I have been in the podcasting space for about 3 years, and in the last year or so, I've definitely seen a lot more therapy, mental health, right? Counseling, so all the different niches and specialisms that fall into the therapy category. But I've seen a lot of these podcasts pop up in the last year or so, but there's definitely room for more. So I really wanted to record this episode today because, number one, therapists are actually one of my favorite people to work with. And number two, I want to raise some awareness and dispel any myths or concerns that you might have, because podcasting really is a great marketing tool for private practice therapists. It's not just for coaches. It's not just for service providers, right? It's really, really good for private practice therapists as well. So why start a podcast for your private practice? Well, number one, provides you with a unique opportunity to share your message with more people, right? Establishes you as an authority in your field, especially if you are or you specialize in one of the more saturated niches, right? So this will help you stand out even more, helps you strengthen your connection with new and existing clients, helps you to make a meaningful impact in your community. I have worked with therapists before, and I know that you're passionate about what you do. It is about changing lives. It is about making an impact. That's why you show up every single day and support the clients that you do, even though some days are difficult. A podcast will allow you to make that bigger impact beyond the people that you're around, you know, at the moment, day on day. Also, you're able to diversify your income streams. You'll have a platform to educate the public about your expert topic and to share your expertise, your perspectives, your opinions, your insights. A podcast creates opportunities for you to connect and network with other professionals in your field. And this is something that one of my clients told me, actually, when she started her podcast. There were people that she would have loved to get FaceTime with. And she was a little bit surprised by how easy it was when she pitched them to be a guest on her podcast. She did that with some trepidation, expecting to get a no, but it was like an easy yes. And she didn't realize how her podcast was really going to make that process so much easier. Like, people that she's followed on Instagram for years and wish that she could just sit down and have a conversation with them, like over a coffee. And here they were saying yes to being a guest on her podcast. And she's able to speak to them for like 30, 35 minutes and learn from them as well. So this podcast is a really, really great way to connect and network with people that you know, similarly to my client, Danielle, who you really, really want to build relationships with. And then finally, there's the SEO benefit. So this typically means, you know, putting your show notes from your podcast episodes on your website. Like, that's a great way to, you know, leverage SEO. Search engines love, you know, new content. But on the flip side of it, and this is the bit that I like, it's podcast SEO. So slightly different from Google SEO. But what I love is being able to put content out there and know that people are going to find it no matter what I'm doing. That's something that I feel is missing on Instagram primarily. I don't really market my business on other platforms so much. It is, or has been, primarily Instagram in the past. And even though I've stopped this year, I don't really market my business on Instagram anymore. I'm just hearing from a lot of people around how, you know, the reach is crap, the algorithm keeps changing, all that kind of stuff. You don't have to worry about that when you have a podcast. Like, if you are strategic in terms of the keywords that you use, your people are going to find you. They're going to binge your content. They're going to go deeper into your world, right? They're going to take your quiz. They're going to sign up for your email list. They're going to do all the things because they're now hooked and they want to get to know you more. They want to get to know what makes you tick and your offers and all that kind of stuff. And so that is the part of podcasting, specifically around podcast SEO, that I absolutely love. Now, as I mentioned, I've worked with a few therapists now. One I worked with, well, both last year, we launched the Way My VIP Day container, and one specialized in working with postpartum moms around, you know, trauma. And the other one, well, she did a little bit of, you know, therapist, but was also doing coaching. And so her podcast was very much for her coaching side of her business. And I also support, my only two retainer clients at the time of recording this are both business coaches to therapists. So I am relatively well-versed, right, when it comes to podcasting for therapists. So I don't want you to think, like, who's this chick talking about, like, podcasting for me as a private therapist when I've not heard her talk about this on the podcast. And you're absolutely right. I'm going to change that. I am going to make more content that's specific to private practice therapists because I absolutely love working with this niche. But I just wanted to put that out there because I'm aware that there are some nuances. There are some things that will be different, you know, for private practice therapists versus coaches or service providers, such as adhering to ethical guidelines, right? You have to be really careful around what you share, maintaining client confidentiality and privacy, right? Whereas the rest of us don't really need, well, we need to think about it to a certain extent, but it's even more serious. This is a big thing for you as a therapist. And I really want to mention that because if this is something that has been holding you back from starting a podcast. You're not really sure how to maintain your professional boundaries while still providing valuable content on your show. Or maybe you're not sure how to create a show that helps you to build a successful private practice, because let's be honest, you don't have a lot of extra time on your calendar. And I can appreciate that you don't want to add something else to your plate that turns out to be more effort than it's worth. But I can promise you, with the right strategy, it's definitely worth it. And there are ways that you can maintain those professional boundaries and not break, you know, any ethical guidelines or anything that might put you in a bit of hot water in terms of your therapy license. So we talked about how a podcast can help you grow a successful private practice. But let's now dig into how you can leverage your podcast to make more money in your practice. Typically, people think that sponsorships is the best move, and it's certainly an option. However, sponsorship or sponsors usually look for a large listenership. And I don't mean like 1,000. They're usually looking for tens of thousands of listeners or tens of thousands of downloads. I think they're usually looking for 1,000 downloads per episode within the first, I think it's the first 7 days. And for most of us, I have not even reached 1,000 downloads per episode in 7 days, right? And for most of us, that is just not possible. The other side of it is, unless you are like Joe Rogan and Amy Porterfield and Jenna Kutcher, who are getting hundreds of thousands of listeners and downloads, the money paid doesn't really add up. In my opinion, it doesn't work out. What they pay you is peanuts compared to what you could make from sponsoring your own show. So what does profitable podcasting look like for you as a private practice therapist? Well, number one, fill in your private practice with a consistent stream of new therapy clients. This will allow you to provide additional education, or your podcast could just be a resource for them as they're going through treatment. Now, I just want to add here, because this came up with one of my clients. She launched her podcast, and within 30 days, she had landed new clients, and all of a sudden she was booked, right? And so I just want to mention that that might happen to you, especially if you use my framework, right? But maybe you could start a wait list. It really depends on how you set up your practice. I know a lot of therapists work with clients longer term. Some are shorter term. So it really depends. This is an individual thing, right? But it could really help you to bring in a consistent stream of new clients into your practice. Number two, you could leverage your podcast or monetize your podcast through courses or other digital products. So the same client that I mentioned before, she took a pause from her podcast because, as I said, she became fully booked in a very, very short space of time. And she works with her clients longer term. And so she saw the opportunity to create a course instead, a little bit of passive income. She could still support people and make an impact. And so the same could be true for you, because a podcast is top of funnel, right? It's a top of funnel strategy. So whether it's your services, whether it's a course, whether it's a masterclass, it's the way that people can find you, come into your world, you know, really get to know you, your methods, your frameworks, all the things that you teach, and be primed and ready to buy from you. So by creating strategic content, i.e. your podcast, that aligns with your course, with your services, with your digital product, whatever it might be, it just makes it a no-brainer for them to invest in you. And because of the intimacy of podcasting, the no-like trust factor is built a lot quicker than social media, than email. Like, it really 10Xs, right? Because they're carrying you with them throughout their day. You are the only voice in their head. They choose to listen to you. It's not like, on Instagram where they're scrolling and your reel pop ups and then they're like, oh, that's interesting. Oh, okay, great. And then they've disappeared 5 seconds later. Like, they really make a conscious choice to listen to your podcast. And so it makes it so much quicker. It makes the buying journey, the purchasing journey so much quicker when they're listening to your podcast and then they realize, ooh, she's got this thing that will help me, you know, with my problem. No brainer to buy it. And then number three, start or grow a coaching business or maybe some other sort of second business to supplement or to support your therapy practice. As I mentioned, podcasting helps you grow authority fast. It's a platform that allows you to showcase your expertise, share your methodologies, opinions, and through creating consistent and engaging content, you'll be able to establish yourself as a trusted authority in your field, attract clients and other opportunities that will help you to grow your business exponentially. So if you have been thinking about, you know, starting a coaching business or some other sort of second business, a podcast can really help you to see success with that business a lot quicker. And it really comes down to four things. Number one, being clear on how you want your podcast to support the growth of your private practice or, you know, as we just talked about, that second business. Number two, having a clear niche and well-defined target audience. And number three, this is the bit that a lot of people fall down on, me included, but I'm better now. I'm doing well. Number three is a strong marketing strategy that gets you in front of the people who need your podcast the most, right? And inside the Profitable Podcasting Program, I'm going to help you to create and launch your therapy podcast in just 8 weeks. You will have all the tools that you need to create your podcast strategy and to launch your show by the end of Q2. The core curriculum focuses really on creating that strategy so that you feel confident about your show helping you to achieve your goals, whether that's, you know, to establish your expertise, to be a resource to your community, to drive, you know, new clients into your therapy services, whatever your goals are, we will define those in the program and make sure that everything is aligned. The waitlist, as I mentioned earlier in the episode, is now open. I would love to invite you to join if you are ready to create a podcast for your private practice and take your marketing strategy to the next level. By following my signature framework and launch roadmap, you are going to go confidently from podcast idea to launching your show in just 8 weeks. The link is in the show notes. Head on down, click it, because doors are opening to waitlisters on Monday, 8th of April, and the program kicks off on Tuesday, 30th of April. I can't wait to see your name on the waitlist. Until next time, bye. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Podcast to Amplify show. I want to hear from you. Reach out on Instagram and let me know your next action step towards creating a strategic and intentional podcast that grows your business and personal brand. Also, can I ask a favor? Can you share this episode on your story so more impact-driven female business owners just like you are encouraged to use their voices to make a global impact? Thanks so much, and I'll see you in the next episode.